the Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
. 2016 and Rob Dixon still hasn't brought his new Specials Podcast intro music to the table. It's still there. Happy New Year, everyone. First Specials Podcast of the new year. Rob, what do you say to that?
Well, I've not bought your selection box.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that selection box.
I've not bought you any new music, but I am here to offer you great value selections.
Well, that'll do me then. I'm easily pleased. I forgot about the selection box is about the only thing I won over Christmas. I must apologise for my Christmas Day TV tipping. I got that badly wrong. But hey-ho, we look forward. We don't look back. And Celebrity Big Brother has started, Rob. Yay!
Takes a few days, doesn't it? And then you're back in.
Do you know what? I said I'm not watching it this year, and then I've started watching it within 2 days. Scott Timlin is your 11-4 favourite. Should we run through who these people are?
Probably easier, isn't it?
When we say Scott Timlin, we say it's Scotty T, isn't it, from Geordie Shore, of course.
Yep.
Ladies' man, blah, blah, blah. Good looks, hunky body and womanising ways. That's on the Daily Mirror, that's not my words. But obviously they've got a bit of form, haven't they, the Geordie Shore lot, from winning after winning I'm a Celebrity, but that was completely
I'm a Celebrity,
different.
Charlotte Crosby, Celebrity Big Brother.
Yep, so there's some form in the book. David Guest really needs no introduction. Looks the same as he did when he was in I'm a Celebrity, because obviously he has like a plastic face. John Partridge, he is a soap actor, I'm right in saying.
Christian EastEnders, yes. Indeed. And also a highly acclaimed West End performer.
Indeed. Darren Day. Love Rat Darren Day, that should say. Always should be prefixed with the term Love Rat Darren Day. That's what they used to call him in the tabloids. 6-1. Daniela Westbrook, obviously well-known on the front pages of papers. 8-1. Gemma Collins, another reality star. This one's from Towie, isn't she?
Yes.
12-1. Stephanie Davis. Now, Stephanie Davis is also 12-1. Tell me about Stephanie Davis, because I don't know much about her. Was she the one who's on X on the Shore or something like that?
No, Stephanie Davis was in Hollyoaks.
It's called X on the Beach, by the way. I thought you'd pick up on that. Okay.
No, I didn't. I was just not really listening to you.
X on the Shore is a mixture of Geordie Shore and X on the Beach. Christina Rienoff is from Strictly Come Dancing. She's 16-1. Tiffany Pollard. Who's Tiffany Pollard?
Tiffany Pollard? You do not know who Tiffany Pollard is. Lee, it's a new year. Can you please...
Oh, no,
please,
she was in... Wasn't she in... No. She was in the VH1 Flavour of Love dating show. And she
went
Flavour Flav. Oh,
do some research on this.
I remember her now. It just took a little while for me to remember who she was. Christopher Maloney. God, he's not got any less annoying, has he? He's got.
You not remember Christopher Maloney?
I remember him. He's more annoying now than he was on X Factor.
Hello.
Jeremy McConnell. You do one now. I've done loads of these.
Oh, Jeremy McConnell. He's a former Mr. Ireland.
And he was on MTV's Beauty School Dropouts. He's got too many tattoos, that lad. That's what I think. Megan McKenna. Now, Megan McKenna is the one from X on the Beach.
X on the Beach, she was the one who had an absolute fit when her ex turned up while she was on the beach. Would you believe it?
Angie Bowie, ex of Mr. Bowie. Jonathan Chibben, he's from the Kardashian clan, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a friend.
He's
a friend of a famous person. That's how bad Celebrity Big Brother now gets.
Kardashian clan. Was spelt with a K. Nancy Dell'Aglio, 40-1. Chebbins, 40-1, by the way. And Winston McKenzie, 100-1. What a nasty piece of work he is.
Winston's not the best, is he? I'll be honest with you.
Wow. Yeah, not a nice man at all. This guy's like stood for Parliament, hasn't he? With UKIP and all.
He's
now standing for London Mayor. You're not going to get in, mate. Save your money.
Take your risk with Boris, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. That's all of them, I think, isn't it?
Yes, that is the 16.
Wow, and what a house. I mean, it comes to something when you're looking at the likes of David Guest and Darren Day and thinking these guys are quite normal. So Scotty T is the only favourite because of the form in the book from the others. I don't think he's got anything on these others. I don't think he's well known as the others.
No, I think he's as well. I think he's as well known as the others.
Yeah.
I've just got a sneaky feeling. I don't know. I think he divides a little bit more opinion than the others.
Mm.
But that could be a good thing because I mean, Vicky Patterson. Yeah, I've started now. That's it. Vicky Patterson went into Celebrity, and again, that was another one that it divides opinion. But she came across really well. It's how he's going to come across in the next sort of 3-4 days is probably a test of how he's going to win. The market had him as favourite. He went very short, sort of very early. I think he was as short as 6-4 in some places. 11-4 now. He's not got as much airtime as I thought he was going to get in the first few days. And just wonder if... looking what I've seen in the first 48 hours, he's probably one that you'd want to take on rather than duck at the moment.
Mm. The eviction then, Nancy, Christina and Winston are all up. 1-2, it's a very short price, isn't it? 1-9, Mackenzie to go. Delalio 7-1 and Rianoff is 14-1. It's vote to save here, Rob. So we usually say that if someone's creating a storm, then if it was vote to evict, they'd be gone. It's vote to save, though. 1-9, a bit short?
Not really. I'll be honest with you. What I saw last night was probably the creepiest, freakish behaviour I've ever seen from 17 shows in Celebrity Big Brother, to be quite honest.
It's
people who don't know what I do, I also do the cricket, and there's quite an argument at the moment over sort of comments that Chris Gayle, the West Indian cricketer, made to a female reporter, journalist at the cricket a few days ago, and that sort of steamrolled, and he's been fined for his comments. What Winston did last night was a hell of a lot worse than that. He was pretty close, I think, to actually being chucked out last night.
Do you think?
Yeah. But again,
all that is facts. But again, I ask the question. We know from these shows that people keep them in for that. They might vote to save him just to keep the controversy going.
I don't know. I think the other two are big enough names, I think.
Really? Nancy Delalio?
You want to keep me? I think Nancy's all right. I think Nancy.
7-1. She's gone.
I think Nancy could be a really good housemate. Okay.
All right. Well, you have your 1-9 shot, and I'll have we'll have a 10
yeah, inch. I'll start this year keeping up a 1-9 shot,
and I'll go 7-1. I like a bit of value. We've got other markets here. Top USA contestant, top female, top three finish. David Guest 4-7 to win the top US one. Tiffany Pollard 9-4. Angie Bowie is 9-1, and Jonathan Sherman is 9-1. I'm going to say his name differently every time I say it. By the way,
that's good. Thanks.
Top three finish. Interesting market. This. I think Danielle Westbrook at 5-2 is a reasonable bet there.
She fits the
criteria of changing people's perception of her and et cetera.
Yeah, there's this underlying thing with Maloney, isn't there?
They're going to keep that bubbling along forever, aren't they?
They're going to try and play. They did say yesterday when they entered the snug that they were going to
talk about today.
I've got a sneaky feeling it's stories leaked to the press, isn't it?
Yeah.
That seems to be the issue.
Which will only work badly from his point of view, you'd imagine, wouldn't you? It's such a big field, though, at the minute, Rob, isn't it? I mean, you know, I'm finding it hard to make arguments for some of the lesser-known, you know, the Tiffanys and the Jeremys. I mean, even like Angie Bowie, I mean, it's hard to make arguments for them, really, isn't it? You've got some... In that list, even though it's not the greatest list in the world, David Guest, Darren Day, John Partridge, Daniela Westbrook and Gemma Collins, to a certain extent, are all very well known, aren't they, to the demographic that votes on this?
I think it's a good market. You haven't got your... They haven't paid absolute fortunes to get a big name in,
no,
which they've done before, but I quite like... it's only 48 hours in, isn't it? I quite like the demographic of the... Of the 16, and the fact that there's an eviction. I mean, normally you tend to go sort of 10 days before the first eviction. The fact that they're having an eviction straight away.
Yeah, it's too many people in the house.
Keep them on their toes. Yeah, and yeah. I think I always like the celebrity thing. I quite like the idea. I think it's a little bit different than normal Big Brother. I quite like the idea that they should sort of plough with as much alcohol as possible and try and get as much sort of juicy gossip and meltdowns out there. So
yeah, fair enough.
You're waiting for.
Award season is almost upon us, the Golden Globes this weekend. We've had the BAFTA nominations released this morning as we record this. I'll run through the Golden Globe markets. The usual rule is if it's short, it's short for a reason, and keep an eye on the betting on the day of the actual awards. Spotlight 1-3 to win Best Picture Drama at the Globes. The Revenant is 130, Carol 9-1, Mad Max Fury Road 16s, Room 16s. The Best Motion Picture Musical Comedy, The Big Short 8-11, The Martian, never been a comedy or a musical, 11-8, Joy 5-1, Trainwreck 22, Spy 50s. Leonardo DiCaprio is the 1-9 favourite to win Best Actor for his role in The Revenant. Michael Fassbender for his role in Steve Jobs is 5-1. Eddie Redmayne is 14-1 from The Danish Girl. Bryan Cranston in Trumbo is 22-1, and Will Smith in Concussion 28. Best Actress, Brie Larson in Room 4-7. Kate Blanchett for her role in Carol is 130. Suarez Ronan in Brooklyn is 11-2. Alicia Vikander in The Danish Girl, 12-1. And Rooney Mara in Carol, 12-1. And finally, Best Director, Ridley Scott for his direction of The Martian, 11-10. Alejandro Gonzalez in Iñárritu, The Revenant is 12-5. Tom McCarthy for Spotlight, 3-1. George Miller, Mad Max Fury Road, 5-1. And 14-1 for Todd Haynes and Carol. Some shorties in there, Rob, aren't there?
Yeah, definitely a few shorties. The two movers that we've seen sort of over the last week have been Ridley Scott for The Martian, that was 2-1 now into 11-10 favourite. So that's for Best Director. And The Big Short, which has been quite a move over the last sort of 48, 72 hours for the Best Motion Picture in a musical comedy or comedy role. That's now odds on. That's taken over as favourite from The Martian. Yeah. Originally 8-11 now for The Big Short.
Fair enough. We'll have a look at the BAFTAs next week. We've got plenty of time to look at those. A quick run through the National TV Awards, which we'll also look at in more depth next week, because these aren't until the weekend after next, or the betting close anyway. But they've got Best Drama, Best TV Presenter, Best Serial Drama and Best Talent Show as the markets available at the moment. So have a look at those on the website. Ann and Dec, as usual, 1-7 shots for the Best TV Presenter. Downton Abbey is the 1-2 favourite in Best Drama. EastEnders is 8-11 favourite over Corrie at 5-4 for Best Serial Drama. It's Best Soap. Best Talent Show, 1-2 Strictly. The X Factor 3-1. So there's your markets on that. Just a quick bit of news. We've only got a couple more minutes left, Rob, but a quick bit of news on the Costa Book of the Year. There's a bit of a gamble this week, hasn't there, on the Loney, Andrew Michael Hurley's book?
Yeah, it's 5 in the field this year, and the Loney started as the outsider and is now 6-4. Yeah. So we'll wait and see. That is announced in a couple of weeks as well. So yeah. I will get a book expert on for next time.
Will you?
I will.
Oh, right. Right.
Well, I won't get a book expert on. I will.
Can we get an awards expert, like a TV awards and film awards?
Well, we do need
expert.
A TV award expert.
We do an Oscars special every year, don't we? So we'll do that again this year.
During the course of a year, we'll get some experts in, so people don't have to listen to me and you.
Fine. There's loads more on the specials pages, as usual. The Voice, the Oscars.
The Voice starts this weekend. Can I mention that very quickly?
Go on, then.
The Voice starts this weekend.
Thanks.
7:30.
Thanks.
BBC One.
Winning manager bets are on there. Paloma Faith 9-4. 5-2 Will I Am. 11-4 Boy George. And Ricky Wilson's 11-4. Loads more on the specials page, including Guns N' Roses specials, WWE, and loads of film specials as well. Thank you very much, Rob. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you very much,
and
Lee.
We'll speak next week for more of the same. Enjoy Celebrity Big Brother. Rob is at reality_Rob on Twitter. I'm at Lee Phelps, and we'll speak to you next week. If you're having a bet on any of the specials markets, very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.